Kuf Pei Zayin, Sif Yud. Try to finish through Yud Aleph. Bikaron, it's Sif Yud. For those that think most people saw Sif Yud L'chol HaPachas, that is what we'll be focusing on most of the Chabur. It's the Mechaber. Mechaber, Zok the Mechaber. So Halacha is really Makor Zagoyiz Maimini. It changes the Lashon Agoyiz Maimini a little bit. It says, Harei Adam B'Shas. Tashmish Muteres Tashamish Pam Shenis Kishetita. Miu Mechash Rashir and Chodazim Nachar Yoso. Kigoyin Rosa Pamay Achase Pamayim B'Lel Shal Tfiloso. Shtigia Tfila Cheres. Tzvi Chalifer Shal Shal Tfiloso. Tzvi Chalifer Shal Shal Tfilo Shlishas. Kol Midi Loi Kama Ves Loi Chai Shal Chodazim. He says, this din of Remach Mustashmish, you have to be choishish for the next time. She's wearing machastash once, you have to be choishish the next time in the corresponding oino. Then if she saw Leil Tvila, you have to be choishish the next Leil Tvila. Now, the pashtis, like Noam's Meir, this din is only passes if you hold. So there's machoikis, and how do you understand the din of wearing machastash? Is it a din of vest? Is it a din of choili? Or is it a chashash of vest or choili? We're not sure which one. So most achorinim go that it's a vest. Pashas we saw in the Rishonim that way. Also, the Rashba says that Mefurish. In the Achronim we saw that the Shach, the Taz, Chavaz Das, the Behudo, they all go that it's a Rukiv Eger, all go that it's a din of Vestas. Mashenkin, the Aruch HaShochen, and the Lechem Mesimba, they go that it's a din of just Chirli. Chavaz Das is Mamutza, says we're not sure what it is, if it's a Chirli, or if it's a Vest. So now, Pashas, this whole din to be Choshish for next time only passes if you understand that it's a vest. If you understand that it's a chuli, so where does it pass b'chlal to be chayish another time? The chuli comes only at certain times. So pashas, it's a din of a vest. You have to be chayish the next time. Now, this din of a vest, like the Chavaz Das points out, is dafka vest. One of his rais is from the very fact that it's a simple kuf pei zayin, it's not a kuf pei tes. Rais says it's a din with ramat, and not a din of vestis. Is that dafka if she sees b'shas tashmish when you have a tziruf of leil tvila together with shas tashmish? Then you have to be choshish the next time. If she would just see on Leil Tvilo, you wouldn't have to be choshish another time. Woman, before Tashmish, she comes home, before she's able to say Tavalti to her husband, she sees Dam. She has to be choshish the next Tvilo? Says the Chavaz Das, no. How do I know? I have a raya from the Gemara. The Gemara says that this Isha, that every time she came home from the Mikvah, she came into the city, she would see Dam. And she came to Rabbi Yechon. Rabbi Yechon said, see me, Bali lo al-gami anor. Don't come into the town, me Bal al-gami anor. Leil Tvilo al-gami anor. Now, if she was kaveh vest already, for she at least saw once on Leil Tvila, and you're telling me that every time she's on Leil Tvila, even Shleibish has tashmish, you have to chayish next time. So how was he able to tell her? He bought Leil Gavei Anar. L'chura, she should be also the entire Einu. Vice days, Zokter, if you just have a re'i on Leil Tvila, you're not chayishish. The Sidur Torah is chaylik. The Sidur Torah is mitzadeh to say that even just a regular re'i without a tashmish, also you have to be chayishish, which would mean that a woman that saw Leil Tvila before she was Misham, she would have to be purged the next Leil Tvila. The Halacha, so the Baal Shochan says that Yesh Lahokol like the Chavaz Das, the Taka Enechanami, or just the Re'i on the Leil Tvila is not enough to be Choshish. It's after the Tvila together with the Tashmish, then you have to be Choshish next time. That's the Pashtas. However, if you look at the Aruch HaShochan, the Aruch HaShochan is the Baal Memra that holds that it's a Chirli, and he goes to great lengths to prove, the Dafka brings Rais from here, that Enechanami vices that Ramad is a Chirli. He says, first of all, it could be that the machla is toli in certain specific times. And he says, b'chlal, it's matmiya, it's going from ayin dalet, ois ayin dalet through ayin zayin, is matmiya that what type of vest is it b'chlal on Leil Tvila? So later on, also crazy places, where such a thing, where do we find that Leil Tvila is a vest? We find that Achilles Poplin is a vest, and we find that Yom HaChodesh is a vest, and Aflaga. Where do we find that Leil Tvila is a vest b'chlal? Zokter, Mamili says like this, to quote his Lashon, Vadei lo yatashmish v'lo yamikva hi mechal vest asaguf. Shrei shneim ayidei maisa. El de emes shem vest binyan zeh hu rak shem amushum. That which it says vest over here, doesn't mean an emes of vest. It's a shem amushum, it's a borrowed Lashon. Dema inyan choyli levest. Ela ha inyan kenu. Shonu royim isha zu, sheish lo begufa eza machalo, vasi ben el emes miyitonu. We see that this lady has a certain type of machalo. We don't know what it is. Lachin choishishin shema hamayim gurm lo hamachla. Shabacholi shatech lo hamayim, nisroififum bukur yisel, ulachin bibiyosi reyadam. Lachoishish that every time she goes into the water, so nisroififum bukur yisel, somehow it loosens up the makar, and she sees that, why did it attach me? Because we know that either cold water or hot water can cause a chilat to see. Therefore he says, you have to be choshish for a leil tefillah. Ken zayn, the leil tefillah with the water is gern, that she should be able to be, she should see. Frekt the Bade Shulchan in the Biurim, he says, then every time that she goes to bath, every time she takes a shower, she has the same chash. You have to be choshish at the mayim, the hot water, or the cold water causes it, so then anytime she goes into the bath, she should be choshish for such a thing. Mainly wants to tie up, fully ish the farish, a different chat. It's talking nothing to do with the water, it's just the serious. Some say every time that she gets a, it's not the bets of the water, the lil tefillah that causes it. Every time that she's miser, that causes it. I don't know for sure that he's saying this in the Aruch HaShulchan, it's going clearly, it doesn't sound like it so much. It sounds like a vest. But it's not dam chimun. The chimun causes the dam to come. Bezu Shem, let's people see what dam chimun is. Gets it, that's the ikar nekuda, is whether it's a din of vest. When it's in a chuli, it passes to have such halacha. Now, just a little bit the beer of the lashon of the mechaber. The mechaber says, "Kigirin rosa pam achas epamayim." She saw once or twice. Then she has to be choishes the next time. What's the pam achas epamayim doing there? What's the pamayim doing there? So, the Aruch HaShulchan says, the Chavis Da says, "Pam epamayim." First of all, how's the chat pamayim? Really, the Chavis Da says, it can only be the only if already after one time she's. Meshamash and Leil Tefillah, she has to be choshish for the next Leil Tefillah, so then it's never shaykh to have pamayim, because you're not allowed to be Meshamash next Leil Tefillah. So it says, Enechanami, over B'Shimshon. However, the Aruch HaShulchan says, no, it's not talking about over B'Shimshon. It's talking about a case where she wasn't Meshamash B'Klal, but she saw Dam. The first time she was Meshamash, she saw Dam. The second time she was Perish, and she saw Dam also. So I would have thought that maybe the third time, since she wasn't Meshamash, she didn't see B'Shas Tashmash, which is summary. I would think that maybe she wouldn't have to be Perish the third time. Because she didn't see it together with the Tashmish. It's just a real Leil Tefillah. And a real Leil Tefillah you don't have to be choshish for, like we said before. Nevertheless, he says, no. Since she saw, it's not oikur the fact that she saw the Tashmish the first time. Therefore, she still has to be choshish on the third time. So, to Peshatim, what does it mean, Pama Pemaim? Either Taka was over Meshamish, or no, she wasn't Meshamish. But even though she wasn't Meshamish, since she saw Dam, she still has to be choshish for the third time. She wasn't Meshamash L'chur al derech what we said before in the Chavis Das. Now, according to Aruch HaShulchan, the second time has nothing to do with the Tashmish. The first time Batsim does. That's the only reason we're Choshish was because there was the Tzirif of the Tashmish together with the Leil Tefillah. The second time when she saw only on the Leil Tefillah without the Tashmish, even though we wouldn't be Choshish for that alain, but it's not Oikar that which we were Choshish before, the first time that came Machlos the Tashmish together with the Leil Tefillah. And you have to be Choshish the third time. Now the lashon over here of Beleil Shel Tefilasa, like the Jewish Shlom is Ma'ir from the Amud Shmuel, Leil Shel Tefilasa is simply, it's not the way to say it, you should say Leil Tefilasa, that's the way we always say it. And the Makor of the Halacha of the Mechaber is really from the Hagoyis Maimoni. Hagoyis Maimoni has, it says Leil Sheni Shel Tefilasa. Each time it says Leil Sheni Shel Tefilasa, Mila, the Amud Shmuel's Magia, when it says Leil Shel Tefilasa, it's supposed to say Leil Sheni Shel Tefilasa. He says also, he saw the first Tfus Vinitzia of the Shulchan Aruch, didn't even have the Rambam, and the Taka says like that, Leil Sheni Shel Tefilasa. Why Dafka Leil Sheni Shel Tefilasa? Why did the Hagoyis Maimoni say Leil Sheni Shel Tefilasa? What's the Nekudah? Zokter, because if it would be Leil Rishon Shel Tefilasa, it would be always the first time after the Tefillah. So Zokter, mi higilonu anevias azu, that has anything to do with the first night of Tefillah. Maybe that's to do with the very fact that it's the first Bia. What's it going to help you then if you're boil, if it's always Leil Tefillah, she's Meshamish three times in Leil Tefillah and she saw Dam. So you tell her to be Purish and wait till the second night. How do you know it's anything to do with the Leil Tefillah? Maybe it's to do with the first B after Tefillah. So what's it going to help to be Purish the second time? It's only, like the Hagoyis Maimoni says, she was always Meshamish the first night and she didn't see anything. Kinira, he understood. And the second night, she saw Dam. Then we see that it has something to do with the second night. It passes to say that she should be Purish the fourth time, the next time, on the second night. Maybe that's how we learn the Mechaber. We learn the Mechaber like the guys. Maybe it's talking about Leil Sheni Shel Tefilasa. Teres Shlomim is chaylik. Teres Shlomim says no. In the Chalami, it's like talking about Leil Rishon Shel Tefilasa. That which the guys Maybe he says Leil Sheni Shel Tefilasa. It's lav dafka. Why? He says you're right. In the Chalami, we don't know. When a woman is tevil and she sees three times in a row after Tefila, she sees on a certain night on the Leil Tefila. We don't know if it has anything to do with the Leil Tefila or if it's the first Biyam. But he says this is din of Vestas and Vestas Shemin Lahakum. So Kol Kama, then we can say that she doesn't have a, she's not a Rei Machas Tashmish. Rather, it's a Leil Tefila that was Gerim. We're going to name that side. We're going to Klai Divek. Go with that side to say that it's a, in the Chanamish, it's not a Rei Machas Tashmish. It's the Leil Tefila that causes it. And you'll be able to be purged the next night. And he says that which the Agoyis Maimon, he says the second night, mentioned the second night, the Chiddush is even by the first night. So he says either Lavdafka or what your time is, a big Chiddush. He says, because if it's the first night of Leil Tefila, then even though it happened once, he says, it's Mechadish, it's the same way that by Yoytze Lederach, you're allowed to be Meshamish, on, even though it's Oina Zavest, it's not Mamish Meshasa Vest, it's the Oina that the Vest is in. The Vest is at 9:46. So in that Oina, between 6 o'clock and 6 o'clock, you're not allowed to be Meshamish at 9:46. But aside from that time of the Vest that actually comes, so the halacha is, it's Machlokes and Rishonim, whether or not, when we make the dinner, you're able to be Meshamish, Meshas, Oina Savest, by Yitzel Derech. It says Leil Tefila is the same thing. Leil Tefila is also a mitzvah. Mainly, you're allowed to be Meshamish, by Oina Savest. Pashtas, we pass Ganata way, by a real vest, even a Leil Tefila, you're not allowed to be Meshamish. Achreinim attack a chelik on that. But all the Achreinim wants to chelik in the first chelik. His chiddush that if a woman sees three Leil Tefilas in a row, what we would call the quintessential Rei Machas Tashmish, and he says, no, it has nothing to do with Rei Machas Tashmish. Maybe it's a Leil Tefila lady that's seeing it. Maybe like you let her push her off in the fourth time to be Meshamish in the second night. All the Achreinim are chelik. Chavstas, Sejuter, all the Achreinim are chelik. Chalil, Lismechalov. And in a Hanami, since there's a good tzad, it makes a lot of sense to say that she's a regular Rei Machas Tashmish, maybe she's going to be a Asur. That's how the Rei Machane go, that's how the Bala Shulchan passes the Aloha. If she sees Gimel Pamam on Leil Tefila, she's going to be Asur on the next Leil Tefila. And even on the second night. What's that? Leil Rishon. She saw with Meshach Tashmish, without Tashmish. No, because we're going to ask the lady forever. No. Everybody says all Achreinim will know. They were not Rishish. The Ramah brings down Allah here. V'imrasa gimel pamim, kol pam, debi rishena shakat vilasa asur lebayla. Kila rasa gimel pamim ritzufa. Shrei efshel alitva l'shamish, a lady, not exactly clear what the Ramah is talking about. The way that the Taz learns, and this is the way Pashtas also, the Shach, when he was Kurzer, like the Torah brings down, the Shach learns the same way as the Taz. He's talking about a lady that's Meshamish Leil Tefila. Then she saw Rei Machas Tashmish. She did not go to the Mikvah. And she was Meshamish again, a second time, a third time, a fourth time. She didn't see. Second time, third time, a fourth time. Then her conscience gets the better of her, she goes to the Mikvah. She goes to the mikvah. She's Meshamish the first time. She's purged the first Leil Tefila, because maybe that's what was Gerim. So she's now Meshamish 3 nights after Tefila, the first time. And she sees Dam again. And she can't help the Chaim. She goes to Meshamish, Oyver, Meshamisha, second, third, fourth time, she doesn't see Dam. Then she's Meshamish the third. Then she goes to the mikvah a third time. And she pushes it off a week and a half. And nevertheless, she sees Dam. So she doesn't have Gimel Pamir Ritzufi. Nevertheless, as a Taz, she's a Surah, Shavan Ramah, she's a Surah. Why? Because she sees always the first Bia after Tefila. So this woman she's finished. There's no way for her to be Matar herself Labailah. Because she now has to go to the Mikvah, and she knows she's going to see it the first day. So there's no way to get past the first Bia after the Tefila. So I mean, she's a Surah, despite the fact that she did not have Gimel Pamir Ritzufi, it's as if she has Gimel Pamir Ritzufi. Azelim Kataz, Pashtas. Crazy place in Matmiya. He says, "Heichin matzilu vest kaze. Where do we ever find such a vest that no matter how many days after it is after Tefila, it's the first bia after the Tefila that causes it? Whether it's a day later, or it's 2 weeks later, or it's 2 years later, it's always the first bia after Tefila. Where do we ever find such a vest? Ein kaze davar. This is a vest as well. Really, it's curly. That's not pshat on the Ramah. What is pshat on the Ramah? The Sefer Sidur Torah thinking also. Pshat on the Ramah is just going in the case of a lady that sees 3 times after Leil Tefila." Table. She's Meshamish, she's Dam, the regular case, she goes to the Mikvah, Meshamish again, Leil Tefila, she's Dam, Meshamish goes to the Mikvah, third time, she's Leil Tefila, third time. What's the Chiddush? Of course, that's the regular case of Rei Machas Tashmish. Zok, no, the Chiddush is, I would have thought, like we were saying before, that maybe it's a Tefila which is Gerimit, and she should be Mutter on the next night, like the Torah of Shalom Taka says, La Lacha. No, Zok, Ramah, she's a Surah. We're not translating the Tefila.
We tell it in the three beers in a row, which is a regular Rebbe Machakash, which is zero. The only problem is, like, the Baruch Tam is murder on the crazy place, and is murder in the Sujatera, is that the Koloshan of Baruch Tam, Kol Ma'ayim Baramo, Yira, she Efshel Afarash Kim Baramo. He says, it's not Shaykh to say that. What's he saying? Ki Yuru Rosa Gimel Pam Ritzu. She did see it. Gimel Pam Ritzu. It's not Ki Yuru. That's the first thing. And also, what's the Tam that he's saying? Shri Efshel Alitmo Lasham Mishimari, Shri Roya Kol Pam Achartu Lassi. The reason why she's a surah is because you can't be, she can't be Tevu, because she always sees the first time. That only passes according to the way that the Taz is Masber, not according to the way the crazy police. Yeah, that's Pashas Hadar. Freedom go the Taz and the Shach, because some quotes them also. That a woman that, for whatever reason, even though she did not see Gimel Gomer too, but if for whatever reason she always sees it, the first via after the Tevu, she's getting a surah by it. And that, people that talk. The same problem they have with the Taz, because it exists in the Taz, you know. Maybe if you're Mishamish, it's not so Pasha. Chavez Das. That way. No, she does it. She does it. You know, 100%. Continues the Rambam. V'nira lo shirosa gimel pamim bi rishena shachalei dasa. Oy rosa achar kolei di gimel pamim. Omi tam lei rosa. So yesh shik. Shkasu lahakol atir lebar. Not exactly clear what the Rambam is talking about here, but the makor of the Rambam is from a shari tino. And there's a big point that there's a big machlokes achrenim and how to understand the shari tino. The shach. The Shach says, "Pshat in the Shari Dura is talking about." Im Irul Asherasa Gimel Pam Mavir Shena Shach Lidasa. She either saw after three ladies, she saw one time. Viyadach Lidasa. She saw Remach Astashma. She said the next 100 years, she did not see anything. Then she was had another lady. Saw the first time, didn't see afterward. And another lady saw the first time, didn't see afterward. Or the same thing happened with three beers after each lady. She was Ramah Chastashmash three beers in a row after each lady, and she was Mishamish after, even though she was a Surah. She was, nevertheless, she was Mishamish afterwards, did not see Dam. Nevertheless, she's Mutter. Why? Because the material is the Dam and the Dam of the lady. Agav, the crazy place is Ma'ur. Why? The first case is not even mentioned by the Agav Sharidur. The Agav Sharidur only talks about a case where a woman saw three times after each tefillah. It doesn't mention a case where she saw only one time after each tefillah. Why does Ramah quote it before? I feel like Crazy Place, he just makes a little ago, he says, the Emunah Shmuel says, Kabbalah B'yadi, that there's a Toy Sefer here, and makes one little ago. And he says, the Oy, he changes to V'rasa. And here, Lo Shirasa, Gimel Pamim, V'rishin, Shach, V'rasa. V'rasa, V'rasa, the Gimel Pamim. So it's all one case. She saw it three times, after her Leda, and that happened by three Ladas. It's all one case.
Okay.
I got you. That's how he learns. Rumela says, according to the Shach, whether she saw one time after each Leda or she saw three times after each Leda, nevertheless, she's with Teres afterwards, since she had Vias Shalhecher afterwards, for telling the Dam that she saw in the Leda. The Taz and the Bakar Kriya, in Europe, following on the way that they understood the Shari Dura, the Shari Dura says the case is talking about in Irula Sharosa Gimel Pamu Vivir Rishayna Shachal Yidasa. The Rosa. Sorry. Lachal Yidasa Kishishim Sharosa Makas Tashmish Vishuv Loy Rosa. The case was, after the lady she was Mashamish, she was Roy Makas Tashmish Vishuv Loy Shimshi. Shuv Loy Rosa. She didn't see after. The question is, what was the Shuv Loy Rosa talking about? The Kunza Kessel points out that this was the point of contention. It's interesting, the Taz brings a Rai. It says, obviously, the Ramah didn't see the exact case in the Shari Dura, because if you look at the Shari Dura is talking about this case. The Shach says the exact same thing. Obviously, the Taz didn't see the Shari Dura, because if you look at the Shari Dura is talking about this case. Because of that, the Kunza Kessel felt compelled to bring down the exact lotion of the Shari Dura to prove his point. Nine different Rai is not like the Taz. But the Taz understands that it's not the case. The case of the Shari Dura is something that she only saw once after Leda. Such a case, it will be makel to say that it came because of the Leda. Mashenkin, if she saw three times in a row after Leda, we're not going to be in the Taz. She's going to be a Surah after the fourth Leda. She was already hooksik to see after Leila. We're not going to be tergiving the dam of Leila, the hukwa at Stalas. She's going to be a sur. The only way to matter her is if she's going to have a b'dikas referes after the fourth Leila. Whichever pshat you're going to learn, despite the fact whether it's something about one time matter with one ramat after Leila or three ramat after Leila, the Chavos Da'as says this is only a clue of negiyas the ramat b'stashmish. However, negiyas the zayin nikiyim, if she's going to see the fourth time, we're going to be matter for zayin nikiyim. Even though b'chor we have a chokah to say that it's from the Leila, nevertheless we still have to be choshish on the dam. We're not going to make a ramat b'stashmish when we tell the Leila. We still have to be choshish on the dam. We matter for zayin nikiyim. That's it takes such a chiddush of the Mordechai. I didn't want to go so far with the Mordechai over here. I don't know if it's as big of a chiddush though. Lamaisa, the Sheva Levi brings down, he says that it is taka matzui, that people, women see the first time the Mishamish after the Leila. And we're taka trailer that it came from the Hukwat stuff. And he says, this problem is my name, is that very often, Shas Leila, the doctor cuts the Isha a little bit to make the pesach a little bit bigger, and they have to sew her up, and they have to give her stitches. A lot of times, Shas Tashmish, because of the lachats on the stitches, causes it to bleed again. This is very often the season of Medika, so you can see all the Medika that again, the stitches, the color, the position, whatever it is. He says, in Ekonomi, such cases,
Utako Mimik.
Shiva Levi. Okay. Now this whole thing of seeing after birth, be choshish in the first place, Rashat points out to Gan Amar Beis that Zdafka, if it's after Lamed Gimel, you may toyar of an Achar Malois of 33 days for a Zafar or 66 days for a Kiyum. However, in the 33 days of Zafar, even if she saw three times in a row, we're not going to make her the Rav Lam Tashmish. Why? Because the Dam is Dam Torah. Greasy places in Matamiya, he says, very good that the Dam is Dam Torah. But the Gemara has a clear earlier in the Sefta, whether or not the Dam Torah comes from a different mind, is it coming from a different place than the Dam Tame or not? The Gemara comes out, we pass it, that it comes from the same mind, Mayan Achas, it comes from the same place. It's exerted a puzzle. This is up until this day is Dam Tar, and after this day is Dam Tar. So from there, very good that the Dam is Dam Tar. But if you remask yourself to see that she sees every time she's Shamish, when the Dam comes out of this Mayim, because she's wearing a Tashmish, it's going to come out even when she's you make it too. It's not a different, it's the same Dam, it's just exerts a passive that the Dam is Tar. So why should it be any different? Please. She shouldn't be seeing at 66 also. She's not seeing. If she sees Dam, the Dam is considered Dam Torah. She hasn't been seeing it. 66. Till day 80, that's like nearly 3 months. Most women are not seeing 3 months after the Leila. Now, love is, it's a serious akasim.
If you want to know, like the shop, design a key.
She's talking about Shafa's
Zion. 100%.
Not that it's totally Zephazet. Only one way is going to be told Zephazet, not the other way. Just because there's a Xeris Akasa, the Dam is going to be Dam Torah. It's not going to tell you that she's not a Ramah Tashmash. If this mice is Gurm the Dam to come, and it's the same Dam, it's just a Xeris Akasa that the first part of the. After the first few months after Leila she's Tar and afterwards she's Tame. So what's the difference? It's the same mice, it's the same Dam. It's the Xeris Akasa, and until day 40 she's Tar. Until day 80 she's Tar. Why should it be any different? Best of the Chavos Da'as is the same kasher in the shop. But he gives a text. He gives an interesting text. Says, check the Chavos Da'as. Every Raya Machmas Hashmash is a suffix whether or not it came from the Tzadim or whether or not it came from the Mukar. So why do we ask her Isha after she sees the Raya Machmas Hashmash? He says from the Ram that it's a suffix Ashoko. It should be a suffix there. What's the din of Raya Machmas Hashmash? If you go like Raya Vachrenim and Pashas and the Rishenim, then it's a din of a vest. Vestas are a din derabanan. Every time that it uses the Raya Machmas Hashmash, it's a suffix. Suffix is a derabanan. Should we suffer the Rabban on the clue? Suffer whether or not it's come from the Makar, or whether or not it's come from the Tzadim. Zok there, the reason is because the Iker of the Suffolk is the Negeh to Odereis. if she's Mishamra, she want to know. To be Choshish next time, that's a din of Vestas. But maybe that's only din der Rabbanan. But if she's Mishamish and she sees Dam, that Dam is going to be Mechayev her apartment with the Reisa if she found the Dam fast enough. Why? Because we're Choshish with the Reisa. A regular case of Aisha that finds Dam, Toich Shir Oisirin, after Bia, she has to bring a Chatas. That means that the Shaila of the Dam, when you get to be Choshish next time, it's only a Shaila of the Rabbana. When she finds the Dam, that's a Shaila of the Reisa. Is this Dam from the Makor and she's Chayev apartment, or is it Dam from the Tzadah? And there you have to go with Lachumra. So anytime that the Iker Safik is a Dereisa and is gadol to the Rabbanon, the halacha is you have to be choshish like a Dereisa, you have to be machmer like a Dereisa. But that's only when again when the Dam is Dam Tam. There you have the Safik of the Dereisa. But Tech Malois in the 33 days after a Zohar, 60 days after the Keva, there, even if she finds Dam, the Safik is a Safik the Rabbanon. It's not a Dereisa B'chlal, the Dam is Dam Tar, it's not Dam Tamin. She's not going to be machmer the Dam. Meaning the suffix also kevea for the next time is only if you go with the suffix that one of the only time you have to be machmer is because the dam that she saw is a deraisa. So therefore after you machmer even when you get to the derabana. But over here the dam she saw was a tor, was a derabana. Meaning when you get to the remach stash, which also you would not have to be of the suffix derabana. Let me see what the next time. Once you get out of it, no, to be for these three times to be kevea, that's the question for the next time, then I don't have to. They don't have, we're never going to be Christian. As soon as they come to Christian, does he have to be Christian? Huh? Right, according to him, you can, yeah, according to the Shah, 100%. What's it? That damage he's going to see, but this. The Reimach Tashmish of today, which is causing me, because I saw today, I have to preach for next time, that's a din derabanan. He's saying, yeah, but the dam that she saw today was a deraisa. So even though the chash for next time, because today is a derabanan, the dam she saw today was a deraisa. But when the dam that I saw today is not a deraisa, it's like a Torah, and it doesn't cause me to preach for next time. La it seems that that's how the time of the preacher like this, made the Zos Masters in the Shah. So the Badi Shochim Itaka seems to name on like that also. But he says that she should be choshish for that. She should be voidik the fourth time. She's mishamish three times in Yemei Torah. She saw Adam. She should be voidik the fourth time afterwards. In other words, there is some reis over here. She should be voidik the fourth time, even though it's after Moses.
That would still count as the first.
That would still count as the first. Now, this interesting thing is that the end of that shach says he's medamet the kesem. He says if we see by kesem you're letting me tailor in a isha that's. Be made tayar. He said, for sure over here you'll be able to be tayar. He says, Veneer the koshikin hacha. Va'oi the hacha ikanami tzad heter the machmas koshus ha leder rosa da machmas tashmash. Because the koshus leder she saw da machmas tashmash. He doesn't mention that it was huku atzad. It says koshus ha leder she saw da. So I saw the shame of Levi's mustafik. The mashmais is that even if it would be dam for the makar, nevertheless you wouldn't turn it to a right machmas tashmash. Why? Because I can be telling that it came because of the leader. There's a siba to say that the dam came because of a specific reason, even though the dam is dam of the makar, nevertheless, it wouldn't shaft into Reimach Tashmash. We have a specific reason to say, like a little one's in Shamash Mishas Vesta. The dam, we know that the dam came from the makar. We have a reason to say that the dam came. The dam came because of Mishas Vesta. We have a reason to say that it came because of the leader. Therefore, we're not going to make it to Reimach Tashmash, even though she's definitely going to be the man. He says that it happens often when a woman, if a woman is tevil after birth, early, she doesn't wait 6 weeks or whatever it is, she's tevil after birth, whatever, he doesn't give an amount, 3-4 weeks. A lot of times the makor hasn't, the rechem hasn't strengthened itself yet, and shotakas, a woman will see dam, shas tashmish, that's coming from the makor. He says, in the chanam, we're not going to be choshish. He says, generally, it's not going to happen that she's going to get three times, because as soon as she sees the first time, she has to wait another 2 weeks, 12 days, at least the whole process. And then, even if she sees again, she's going to wait another 12 days. She's ready 24 days, 33 weeks later. Generally, by that time, the rechem is mechazik itself. This is all, it depends on, oh,
it's her.
It's a boy, she went after 40 days, that's also, it's ready pretty fast. No, but we're trying to get out of the 40 days, out of the Yemei Torah. After,
yeah, so we have to be within 4 weeks of when she's
37. It might have to be after 5 weeks, if I didn't change.
Good.
That is when he gave the Sifyut. Sifyut Aleph, Pashas Halacha of Sifyut Aleph, is Rashi's Halacha of Tehillim Bevesta, which is that if a woman is Mishamish over the course of a year, she sees, oh, she looks back. Hindsight, she looks back, she says, wow, interesting. I see that when I was Mishamish of Chav Kasim, Chav Kasim, and Chav Kasim, I saw Dham. She's Mishamish in between also. She's Aser for those days. The Halacha, she has to be Mishamish. She's a woman that sees every half a year, she has to be Mishamish the next half a year. Now, this din that she has to be choishish, Pashas, we saw it before in this machlekes, whether or not it's a din of vestas or it's a din of kohen. But even the din of vestas, this machlekes are kohen, what vest are we madame this shach? The Reb Yehuda and the shach, the Revolve and the shachin over here in Sephon Lamed Hei, they say that the shach of the vest over here is the vest akvitzis. Dainu a vest, machmas enis. Which the halacha of such a vest is that if it happens once, if one jumps once and she sees dam, she doesn't have to be choishish next time she jumps and she's going to see dam. She might have to be choishish for the day together. If it happened on chav ches and she jumped and she saw dam, and next chav ches she jumped, she might have to be choishish. But a woman that just jumps on chav ches, she doesn't have to be choishish on zayin that she, when she jumps and she's going to see. Only if she jumps three times in a row and she sees dam, then she has to be choishish. Says the Shach Levi Yehuda of Reyes Machmas Nashmish is the same thing with vest. Then if she's Mishamish once, she doesn't have to be Choshish. That's why a woman is Rei Machmas Tashmish, she doesn't become Asa for the rest of her life. She should say, she has to be Choshish. Just like when a woman sees a Chav Ches L'Chodesh, she has to be Choshish one time next, the next Chodesh Chav Ches. So to over here, she has to be Choshish, the next Tashmish. So a woman's a Mishamish, and she sees down, she has to be Choshish the next Tashmish, which means that she will never ever be Mishamish for the rest of her life. Says the Shach, the reason why you don't have to be Choshish for such a thing is because like a Vesak Kvitzis. Vesak Kvitzis, they happen once. It's Machmas Aynis, it's not a normal thing. We don't have to measure after one time. But mainly that's why you don't hear your interpretation one time. And he says that's the same reason why, even if you're kaveya three times, you could be oikar with one bia, like the Ramah said before, and we saw them sif yodu, and or with the shreferis with one time. Generally, if you have a vest kavu, you have to be oikar with three times. Because the vest kvitzos, vest machos einis, even when you're kaveya, you only have to be choshish one time. As soon as you're oikar one time, you're choshish like a vest sheinik kavu. What's that? He doesn't learn that's a chrilik. We're going to vest. Right. Even in vestas, such a vest you only have to be oiker with one time. However, the Sidri Torah and others are medayik from the Taz, Tzifkon Tezayin, that he asked basically the same question that the Shach asked, how come Isha is not a surah after one time? And he does not give the same answer. It's not exactly clear what his answer is. Which is the way the Chavos Das, when he quotes it, he asks the Kasha. The Chavos Das learns not like the Shach. Chavos Das is Nidal. He says, Zichr, the vest that we're talking about is not a vest of Kvitzis. It's a vest of Haguf. Like when a woman eats Achilas Palpalim, when she eats peppers, or she eats anything sharp, like garlic or onions, and she sees Dam, the din is that she has to be Choshish after one time. And after three times, it becomes a vest of Kavua, and you have to be Eker three times. He says, so if that's the case, how come a woman who's Mishamish, she sees Dam, she doesn't have to be Choshish after the next Dam? Like the Dam says, because to be Choshish for a Vesh Kavua, Vesh Eina Kavua, that's going to ask her lady for the rest of her life, because that weren't Choshish. That's the only thing they're about. And they said you have to be Choshish even after one time. But if it's going to cause a lady to become awesome for the rest of her life, they weren't Choshish. Al Derech Zeh, the Torah Sashlomo says that even if she was Mishamish three times, she has the best kavua. Halacha is if she's Mishamish once, she's Eker. Why? It's a real vest, she has to be Eker three times. If you learn that it's not a real vest, it's like a vest of Einus, a vest like Kvitzus, you can be Eker with one time. If you're like a vest like Gup, like Falkland, you need three times to be Eker. How could one be a doing? Says the Torah Sashlomo. Avagav the vest hayamu of a vest aguf shenik magim opamim tzorach gamkein akiri gim opamim bikomokum lo yasrin ala albarele kol shenekar bepamachas. We're not going to answer her kol shenekar bepamachas. It's also when he gets similar terrorists, it's when he gets to answer isha albarele chazal worm maimit divrayim to be choshish for such a vest, it's going to cause isha to become asur labar. So there's two miles from what this vest is. It's a vest akvitzis, like a vest of oinus, which is not a real vest, you only have to be choshish after three times. Or is it like a vest of Vesta Guf, you have to be Choshish even after one time. But over here, you're not going to be Choshish because it's going to ask Isha Labayim. Now, there's an interesting Shach over here. The Shach says, besides for when a woman sees after half a year, she sees on Gimel Adar, Hey Adar. She sees on Hey Adar, and she has to be, and then she saw again, once again, on Hey Elam. She has to be Choshish for the next half a year on Hey Adar. he says not only does he have to be patient for the other, he has to be patient for the best of Chodesh. He has to be patient for the next month. So on Hei Elul, he has to be patient on Hei Tishrei.
The Chavis Das says the only way to be yoker such a thing is if she's Mishamish on Hei Tishrei,
and she doesn't see.
When she's not Mishamish on Hei Tishrei,
then she's not able to be yoker.
And then that means, in effect, says the Chavis Das, that a woman that sees Remachus Tashmish one time in her life, whatever day it was, let's say it was Tezvav LaChodesh, she's usher for the rest of her life on Tezvav LaChodesh.
Because the only way to be yoker the Tezvav is she's over in Mishamish. She's not allowed to be over in Mishamish. She has to be purged. So a woman that sees one time, she has to be Christian for the rest of her life. She's always going to be awesome on that day. Unless 26 years later she forgot about it.
Shamash on that day, nothing happened.
She's not going to be
But you have to be chayish after Yom HaChodesh. Maybe after Yom HaChodesh together with the up, just the Tashmish itself, you're not chayish. Just because you mishamish once, I don't want to be chayish for the next Tashmish. But if it was the Yom HaChodesh, whatever day it was, no, whatever day it was, the Chof Ches LaChodesh with the Tashmish.
First time.
Yeah, so there you have to be chayish on the next Chof Ches LaChodesh if you're going to have a Tashmish. It's like by Kvitzis. Kvitzis, you're not to be chayish just because you were kvitz on the Chof Ches, you're not to be chayish when you're kvitz on Zayin. But you have to be chayish when you're kvitz on the Chof Ches. That's when the Lachar would come out. However, most places came hold on that way. Most places it seems the Dagom Ravava void. They say as long as they're medak, their Shlom seems to be that way also. That's really the passions of the Shach seems to be that way. Chavis Das as a kasha, but. The Pashas of her is that as long as she's past that day, she doesn't have to be Christian anymore the next time. That's why the Shulchan says, "Well, Allah for Yeshua, here the Yeshua up in the rain, and she tackle is not going to be usher for the rest of her life on that day." Which would mean also, according to the Chavis Das, going back to the beginning, Sif Hei, a woman that saw Lel Tashmish, or Lel Tvila, is going to be usher for Lel Tvila for the rest of her life. Until she's angry. Over Bishim Shem. And over there it says about the Shulchan the same thing, near the Yeshua Hakol, not there.
So all those that learned it's like that through Kvitzis and Kvitza, so what's the shot then? Why are they? Yeah, it's not what I have to say again because I'll just warm up.
It's a pretty good start. But,
it's Kvitza we are, man. You would be.
Kvitza we would be, man. Kvitza we would be. That's Sifud Aleph. Sifud Beis, the Reimach Stash, which you will come, also Lashay Sne, Afamin Rates Love Elel, Kain Rates Lashay Sne, Dish Lish. The Echet Sle Love Eid, somebody that's Reimach Stash, which a woman, he has to divorce her, unless he wants to make some sort of settlement, then he's never going to go unless he has either.
Now, if the Shach brings down from the Maron Padva, that if he was not Makai Per Grivia, then he has to be Maitzir, pray for Nisir Laitzir.
However, he's Matzai, the Gemara in Evan, and Allah and Evan Ezer, and there's some really quotes in here. Even someone that's not a kind of rim, you would not want to get divorced. It's not fair to be here for them to get divorced. And all in your any case of zibum,
then it's not to give be rim.
We're not going for the mitzvah.
So if you're gimel,
I bring us a mesula. Come upon me, Rosh Hashanah.
Tashmish lo yinu masikin shehem
dam mesula. The mechaber goes that if a woman sees, continuously sees, right? In every single tashmish she sees dam. After she got married, she's allowed to be tailored in Damasulam. It seems he does not give a limit. This is a terrible example of the Chuvah Sabach, even for years. It's going on for years. She got married when she's 12 years old. She's now 16, and she hasn't gotten a clean bia. Nevertheless, she's always allowed to be tailored in Damasulam. The Taz and the Shach are chaylik, but they seem to be masik the Ramal. Dafka, where you have a chachal. Even the Beis Yosef wasn't so, despite the fact that he seems to pass in the way of the Mechaber, the Beis Yosef was mastapik. He says that he's mastafino lehokal. If you don't have Yadayim Mechichos, Mamil, they go like the Ramah, then you need some sort of Yadayim Mechichos. And that is that she had a tsar, Mishas Tashmish. She did not have a tsar. She did not have any sort of Ke'im, Mishas Tashmish. This was 2 years later, she's still sitting down. We do not say that it's still considered Dam Mesul. Allah HaMaisa, that seems how it goes. And the Sheva Levi Tainas says that you don't have to have a massive tsar. Any tsar is enough to keep it going. And he says, even if she's Ros Adam B'Shecha, theoretically, it's not Dam Mesul. She's it. By the 16th Bria, and she also sees Dam Shef, which has Tashmish. And even he says, even if she saw a little bit after Tashmish also, we think to say that it's her period, it's not. Nevertheless, he says, you're allowed to be tailored. She's still a tsar, you're allowed to be tailored in Dam Mesul. He says, even if she doesn't have tsar, but if it's borrowed, that's not Chayse HaMakom. She went to Dam. She knows that it's not chayes hamakor, even though she's not having a tzar. And it's no different than her anywhere in the tashma, she's allowed to be tailing the makor. Now, what happens if she's mishamish one time, she doesn't have dam, but she has tzar? And then the next time she continues. So the Torah Shlomo seems to say that you need both. Anytime that you're missing one of these two factors, you don't have the tzar, or you don't have the dam, she's asur the next time. Shimon Levi says, it's not so pashut, he's noted to be mekel, in the case where it says, that's shilas hacham, he's noted to be mekel, that if a woman had a lot of tzar, and then the next time, she didn't see dam. The next time she saw dam with tzar, then he was decided to be mekel. So the Baal Shulchan wanted to be machmir in that case, but he says the case of where a woman saw with it, the other case, where she saw she had dam, she didn't have tzar, and then the next time she had tzar, well, then we make all to say that in the Rami it's also not going to be tzar, we can say the Rami Machmir Tashmir issue, and the very fact that one time she didn't have tzar, we're not going to say that that's considered that she didn't have tzar, that's master. Now, let's say she was in Mishamish the first time. Leil Chasam, she was Mishamish, she didn't see Dam. And afterwards she did see Dam. Chavaz Dasa, in such a case, how did it happen that the first time she didn't see Dam? It must be that it's not Dam Masul, and she's not going to have to be Choshe by the second Eilam. Says the Shevet Levi that this is a very common thing. Most of the places say the same thing. It's a very common thing that a person is not Boil and be Gemur the first time. That's why she didn't see Dam. And therefore, we would not have to be Choshe after the first time. Then we can always them one, even if he's mistaffic. But that is his Boil Bia Gemur. We them one for him, as if he was not Boil Bia Gemur, and that's why he didn't see Dam the first night. And the successive nights, when he did see Dam, is all considered Dam.
How many nights did they give him? What if it's 2 nights?
So anytime that you could say that he was, maybe he was Boil Gemur of a Bia, until we know for sure that he's Boil Bia Gemur, he'll be able to make it. Now, the Chavasas also is another Chiddush. He's Chomro. He says that in the case, she wasn't Mishamish. She wasn't praying. She Mishamish 6 times, she saw Dam each time. 7 times, she forgot to check. And the 8th time, she saw Dam again. Says the Chavasas, you finished. Why? Because it could be that 7th time. She didn't have Dam. And therefore, she can't see Dam anymore. Shem Levi says that most of the time, we say the Chavas Das can hear understood the reason why you have to be is to be Mekel. Really, it's not much, Shitaka doesn't have Dam. If you look and she sees she does have Dam, then you can be Mekel. Most of the time, Nemon Fakir. That the Mashas can say she does have Dam. You have to be Boydik to check to see if she doesn't have Dam as a Chumra. And therefore, if you weren't Boydik, you still Nemon Kapashas, and she does have Dam. The Mela, you would never, even though a person wasn't Boydik, the bird is still. Still, be able to continue the Raya Dama Tzash, that we tell in Dama Tzul. Shevet Levi says, he says one should be Boydik. I saw the Baal Shulchan Pasuk like that also. He says, Shevet Levi says that one should be Boydik. Speaking of Dina, however, like in Germany and in America, most people, they say not to, they after the first Leil Chasam, they just put down something in color, you mishamish, don't look at it, they're on the Tzolash machine, they have to check. Such a case, let's say they did that 5 times, 6 times, before those are finished, they saw Dam. Well, everyone's always saying, yeah, it could be that there's always Dam afterwards. We're allowed to say, we don't know that there was never ever Dam and Jane Dam. She'd still be able to be tailing the Dam Masul. She'd still be coming. We'll be able to be tailing in the Dam Masul. What's that? Just the last halacha, Sif Yudalit, it's talking about Isha Sheish Lamachis, Bitzorim, Shinya Chilu, it's all Tetzim Dachas, Bailam, Tish Levat, and Kirin Kravio. So early on, the Pisca Chuva was somebody that can't go to the Rebbe. So she's a Surah, so the Tetzim Dachas Bailam, so the Pisca Chuva, the Pisca Chuva beforehand, it's a few days, it brings down from the base mayor, who says, maybe in this case, you'll be able to stay married if you want. Why? Because only in the case of Rei Machas Tashmish, if a Shas thing is going to be involved now, to her, it's cow, but you need the Baal. Because the Shas Maisa, she's to her. She might see them right now. But she can overhear this lady, they can't go to the mikvah, so she's tummy. So she's also going to do her. It's a car, so here. Kenzan, we will be matter to stay married. So the Shevet Levi brings down from the Chuvah Sheva Kori that says that Taki is Medayik Nefek Mekhav. They should leave out from a period of Rivian. You don't want to be Medayik Nefek Mekhav. That's not the... If there's no Kshash, you're going to be Kaya Kori Rivian. Then in Echonami, you would be allowed to stay married. Well? And they're allowed to be Meachet. So the last thing that he says, Zichr, they have to make a Dorn. question. They have to make a darn that should have initial three cards.
Why didn't it tell
I'm not sure what exactly those darn have to be. Do different rooms and lock the doors. But the last thing that he says this is a possibility. This happens sometimes that a woman, and she can't even be terrible. The Lacha says he's a woman that can't be terrible in the cold water, so you should heat up the hot water, make hot water. And even if not, she has a problem with being taken on hot water, so then she has a taste of gas virus. So Shimon Levy says there are certain women that have such a problem that they get infections when they go into the mikvah in any type of water. And he says you have to put antibiotics into the mikvah, as long as it doesn't change the color of the mikvah. He says you could do that, and you should do that, and she shouldn't have such a problem. This is Shimon, we'll start the sugya of Dam Chinuch.